Hello, and welcome to One Called Mama. I am your host, Samantha, and thank you for being here today. So this might be a little bit of a shorter episode. I am still figuring this out. Don't really have like a norm yet. I generally think my episodes are probably going to be about 15 to 20 minutes long. Maybe a little longer, just depends on how long-winded I get. And when we start doing interviews, which I'm so excited about, they will definitely be longer. But today I really just want to talk about what's on my heart and something that I am currently dealing with. And for those of you who are called to more than motherhood in this moment, who have like this tugging on your heart for, I don't know what it is. It could be anything. I really want to speak to that because as I do this podcast, which is what I feel called to do right now in this moment, I find myself really struggling with thinking it's too late and thinking like, I don't have time. I don't have time to really put something together that's going to matter to anyone or to make an impact of any kind. I don't have time to, you know, get this out there, get a following going so that it, you know, reaches the masses, or, you know, just all of these thoughts about just time, not having time. And, you know, I know a lot that plays into that is really just the state of the world, right? Because there's some really scary things happening right now. A lot of just really, you know, I don't even know how to put words to it. It's desperate. It's sad. It's terrible. And it's just this feeling of thinking, you know, how much time do I really have? You know, when is God coming back? Because we know Jesus is coming back soon. And, you know, every generation has thought it's their generation. And we honestly, we don't know. We don't know when that's going to happen. It is not for us to know. It's, you know, we can ponder it. We can be very aware of it, which we should be. We should always be watching and waiting and anticipating and being ready for that. But it's just, it can't interfere with our lives. We can't let it stop us from living out our lives and our callings. And God tells us we are to keep going. We don't stop because of what's happening in the world. We don't stop having babies because things are getting scary. We don't stop pursuing our calling because we feel like maybe we won't have another day or another week, or it's not going to have the impact we want it to have. We keep going. We live our lives. We live out our lives the way we should. And if not now, actually, it's probably more important that we do, that we find the next step that we should take to see our callings realized, to be obedient in what God has given us. And I wish you could see me right now. I'm using my hands so much and you can't see any of it. Eventually when this is aired on like YouTube or something, you'll be able to see how silly I am. But, even then, it's like out of frame. I just look funny moving around so much. Anyway, you know, how much more important actually is it that we follow through? Because people are in a desperate state. People are scared. People are hurting in unimaginable ways. And we, as God's children, we are to be light and salt. We are to go out. We are to help. We are to encourage and love and provide. And it is so important. It is so important that we follow through. And, you know, I think we have a tendency to judge our calling. You know, we think maybe it's not big enough or important enough, or it's, you know, whatever it is. You know, I tend to more go to the creative side of things, because that's just who I am. I'm a painter. You know, I use that term loosely because I'm an abstract artist. I have sold stuff, so I can say I'm an artist. But you know, I'm nothing exceptional. I just love to paint. Don't have time for it. It's not a priority right now. I used to act. I used to be an actress. I had an agent for about 3 years. I did that and it was wonderful. It was fulfilling. And I felt like I was living out actually what God told me to do. I felt like he said, yeah, you should do this for a while. But the end goal was never for me to be like a professional actress. It was whatever God wanted in those 3 years. Those 3 years of refining and me meeting people who are invaluable contacts and people that I have, just amazing people that I know now because of doing that. I actually can see, still today how he's used that time for me to help others now. So it's, whatever the calling is, it's really more about being obedient to it than trying to figure it out or understand its relevance. Sometimes God calls us to something for a very short period of time because it's just a stepping stone. It's just a part of the process to whatever it is he's trying to get us to. I know I stated in my first episode that this podcast was 3 years in the making, and originally it started out as a book and it was going to be about adoption and stuff, and here I am now doing a podcast about moms with helping, moms with their calling and identifying that and, coming alongside them in that. And, that those two things do not look alike at all. But it was part of his process. It started there, and who knows if it'll circle back around to that completely. Like, I don't know that that's necessarily gone. It's just not right now. It's just so, so important, I think, that we identify that first step. What is it? What would be the first step? Just the first thing that I would need to do to start. For me, I think with the podcast, it was, who could I talk to that could really help me figure out how to do this? And then doing that, okay, well, what's the next step? Do I have the equipment? Yes, I do. What's the next step? Do I have the content? And then it just kind of goes from there. And it's amazing to see it all come together, because when you look at, where you are now to where you want to be, whatever that goal is or that final thing that you are envisioning, there are so many steps along the way, and we don't know how long that path is. We just walk the path. There's so many steps along the way that, it's just about taking that first step and identifying what that first thing would be. And a lot of times that needs to be, you need to pray about it. It's about asking God, okay, what do I need to do? Because it's so cool when you do that, when you, you're like, okay, this is something I really love. I'm passionate about. I'm a passionate about, orphans. I'm passionate about writing a book. I'm passionate about public speaking. I'm passionate about teaching kids Spanish or, painting or dog sitting, whatever it is. We don't know. Okay. It's only, what is the first step? What do you need to do first? And ask God, what do I need to do first? What should I do? Or get online and research. What would be the first step to take to becoming a professional dog walker? And, just see where it takes you. There's so much information out there. We are in a world where information is just at our fingertips for practically everything. And it's so easy to collect data and to find someone who is living the example of what we want. It's honestly, it's kind of fun. I like knowing where I'm going. I like having a plan. I don't like the unknown. I don't know many people who do. It's just that I really, really don't like the unknown. But there is something really wonderful about seeing how things develop and watching how God will put that perfect person in your path once you pray about it and you are seeking his help, you are actively pursuing it. He will just, it's like magic. He will put the people in your path who are just that perfect person who can answer those questions you have, or that perfect resource. That pretty much tells you exactly everything you needed to know. It's been really cool to watch him really work and bring those people into my life. I think that's the most amazing thing, is the people he puts in our path. Just that provision, that perfect timing. You know, God is always on time. He's never early. He's never late. It's very true. Sometimes that can be very hard to deal with, but it's very, very true. There is a book that, for those creatives out there, you know, and entrepreneurs, really, y'all are creatives as well. There is a book I highly recommend. It's by Jordan Raynor, and it's called Called to Create. And I have it right here. This book, I got it when I was on a retreat for my little side business that I'm doing. We had like a book exchange where you could bring a book and you could take a book. And I saw this one and I just instinctively, I picked it up. I said, okay, this is for me. There was just something about it that I thought was really, that set it apart. And this book, there are books that you can read that almost are, even though they're teaching you something practical, at least for this one, this is a faith-based book. So it's almost like, it's kind of like when you read it, it's like a devotional. It's so spiritual and so moving. And there are so many times that God has spoken to me just from reading this book. And it's been amazing. And there's so much in it there. When I was reading it, it was at the perfect time. It was exactly what I needed to hear in that moment, because I am still, it's called imposter syndrome, which I've never like fully looked up the definition of this. So you may or may not have ever heard of that. I have a really hard time with that, and I am doing this and I think, gosh, I have no right to do this. I shouldn't be up here. I shouldn't be talking to complete strangers about motherhood and living out your calling when I can barely figure it out. And I'm still figuring it out and struggling and, you know, all of these things, blah, 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 blah. And it's just so not about me. It's so not about what I can or can't do. And it's so about what God can do. And those moments where I was, you know, gearing up to start filming and getting everything ready, when I would read this book and he would just blow every objection out of the water, every excuse would just be null and void. It was so cool to watch him speak through this. And so whatever it is, if you are a creative of any kind, and really that's probably most of the population, because if you're an entrepreneur, you're a creator, you have created a business. This book is incredible. I highly recommend it. And I don't know why. I don't know if this excerpt is relevant to what we are speaking on right now. But I really want to read this, because I read this yesterday and it just hit home so hard. So I wanted to read this to y'all today. He says, managing the tension between trusting and hustling is hard. Responding honestly to failure requires uncomfortable vulnerability the world is not used to seeing. And regularly communing with God and other believers takes commitment and the sacrifice of precious time. Oh, these are challenges unique to those of us who are called to create. We have the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, because we know that there is a true reality beneath and behind this one, and this life is not the only life. That part about trusting and hustling, you know, the balance between that is so hard. It's so true. There are so many times where I think if I work hard enough, or if I just give a little bit more of myself, I'll get there, or, you know, whatever the payoff will be. And that is just so not true. It is not true. There, yes, you have to work. There is work involved, but it is not about what is in my own strength. It is about God. It is all about what he has already pre-planned for me to do. And I just carry out the action. And if I try to make it about me and what I can do in my own strength, I'm going to fail every single time. And the part where he says it takes commitment and the sacrifice of precious time, you know, I think a lot of us feel the same way, that time is our most precious commodity. We watch our children grow, and they, you know, if we look at pictures just 6 months before, we are astonished at how much they've grown, and we just don't even realize that it happens right before our eyes, and yet we are in a way blind to it until we look back. Time is so precious, and doing what you are called to do is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice of your time. It is a sacrifice of your mental and physical energy. It's not easy always. It is enjoyable and it is rewarding. And if it is what God has called you to do, then you should be obedient to it. And he rewards that. And the beautiful thing is he knows it's a sacrifice already. And he will provide the moments to take care of not only what you're called to do, but also of your family, to have that time with them that is so precious. It's all built in. It's all wrapped in. And he has already worked out all of those precious details. I don't know, that it's amazing to me. You know, there's all these strings and threads I think about in life, and we just have no concept of how they're all connected. We just see like just a fraction of everything that God is working behind the scenes. I really love it when God allows me to take a peek behind the curtain and see what he has done. And I've been very fortunate that in the last, I would say probably the last 5 years or so, that I have really seen, if you're paying attention, I've really seen how God has just put things, piece things, like this thing over here was actually connected to this other thing over here. And it's just so cool. So if you are like me, finding ways to think there's no way I have time for this, I shouldn't start this because I don't have time to finish it. Oh, I'm sorry. That just doesn't hold water. You do. And sometimes God calls us to start something that doesn't always mean we're meant to finish it. Sometimes we start something so someone else can pick up the baton and finish it for us. All he wants is our obedience and for us to say yes. And so I hope that whatever it is, that you are able to say yes to it today, that whatever he's put on your heart, that you are able to find that first step and really just start focusing in on what that first step would look like and what it would take for you to get started on your calling today. I hope this has been encouraging and beneficial to you. Leave me suggestions in comments. You can message me, email me, and let me know what you would like to talk about in our next episode or just future episodes. We are very soon, not sure which episode yet, we are very soon going to bring on someone to the show with us. So I'm very excited to share some of the lovely women I have in my life. So y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, and I will talk to you again very soon. Take care.